Let's unravel the mysteries and complexities of building successful lead generation strategies. This is Digital Marketing Decoded.
Okay, quick story to kick us off. We rolled a tiny optional preference prompt on a landing page. First visit, one short question about what the visitor wanted to see. Quick product demo, pricing, or case studies. Within the first week, that voluntary signal increased microconversion on the page by 18% and cut bounce by nearly 12%. Not magic, just asking and routing people to what they actually want. So here's the listener challenge. How do you get those wins without tracking people or creating compliance headaches?
That is such a great opener. I love that it's voluntary and short. People actually appreciate being asked when there's a clear value exchange. So today's episode is exactly that. How to ask in a way that feels helpful, keep the data privacy safe, and run a quick test to prove impact. Sound good?
Perfect. Let's start with the basics. What is zero-party data in plain English? In which explicit signals actually move the needle? Zero-party is anything the user tells you intentionally. Preferences, intent, format choices. Think, I want a demo, or show me quick case studies, or I prefer video over text. These are far more reliable for personalization than guessing from behavior.
And not all signals are equal. From a UX and brand perspective, the ones that work best are intent, format preference, and urgency. Ask people how quickly they need a solution, this week versus just browsing, and you can route messaging or CTAs accordingly. But keep it short. One or two questions, tops.
Exactly. A useful list. Intent, format, video versus reading, purchase horizon or urgency, channel mapping if they came from an influencer or partner, and product area interest. And one more design rule. Questions must be non-leading. Don't nudge someone toward book a demo by framing it as the best option. Offer neutral choices and make the trade-off clear. We show you what you asked for, and you get to skip irrelevant content.
For sure. Language matters here. Use verbs people recognize. Show me. I'm interested in. Prefer. And give a micro benefit in the UI copy. For example, quick question. What brings you here today? Tell us to see tailored resources. No account needed. That last bit calms people. It's plain, helpful, and reduces suspicion.
Okay, moving into implementations. How do teams actually build this without a big engineering left and without creating PII problems? There are a few low-effort patterns that work well. First, client-only persistence. Store preferences in local storage or a short-lived cookie tied to a session token. Keep it client-side unless the customer explicitly opts in to server-side features.
And from UX, if you're using local storage, make it clear how long the preference lasts and how someone can change it. A tiny change preferences link in the footer or on the widget itself keeps control in the user's hands and prevents resentment later.
Right. Second pattern, ephemeral tokens. If you need to pass the signal to a backend for a specific flow, say to route a sales lead, issue a short-lived token that maps to the preference and then delete it after the handoff. And crucially, avoid storing free text responses with PII. Use enumerated values. Interest equals case studies instead of interest equals Bob wants pricing for product X.
Yep. Enumerated choices are also better for UX because they reduce cognitive load. People pick one option and move on. And there's a brand safe tip. Match your choice labels to your site voice. If your brand is formal, keep options more professional. If you're playful, your options can be lighter. But avoid ambiguity.
Third, keep a strict event naming and analytics contract. Use anonymous, clear event names like preference opt-in and preference chosen video. Avoid events that imply identity or carry personal details. And document the contract, what fields are allowed, what values they can take, retention policy, so your analytics and engineering teams can't accidentally persist PII later.
From the product and brand side, that's gold. When teams are debating copy or mapping, having a documented contract keeps creative folks from slipping in sensitive prompts like where do you live, which you don't want in a widget. Stick to functional questions only.
Quick note on analytics names to avoid. Anything that smells like PII, user email capture attempt, lead full name. Don't create events that indicate identity. And if you ever need to map a preference to a CRM lead, make that an explicit opt-in flow where the user knowingly submits contact info.
Let's talk UX and brand mapping now. Placement, incentive framing, and copy templates. Placement matters. First visit modals often feel heavy. Consider a subtle slide up in the corner, a small inline card above fold, or embedded options in the hero area. Test the least intrusive placement that gets decent attention.
And incentives don't have to be discounts. Offer better content discovery, faster answers, or fewer irrelevant pages. For example, tell us what you're here for and we'll show you the right resources, faster. That feels like a service, not a trade you have to regret later.
Copy templates to steal. One question flow. Title, quick question. Body, which of these best describes what you're looking for today? Options, see a demo, compare pricing, browse case studies. CTA, show me or take me there. For incentives, add a micro benefit under the CTA. No account required, tailored content only. That small line does a lot of heavy lifting.
Also include a 5-question brand QA before you ship the widget. Michelle, could you run through that checklist?
Absolutely. Brand QA. 1. Does the tone match our site voice? 2. Is the widget visually integrated? Colors, spacing, microcopy? 3. Is the benefit clear within 2 seconds? 4. Are questions limited to functional preferences, not personal details? 5. Is there an easy path to change or dismiss preferences? If any answer is no, iterate before A/B testing.
Great checklist. Now the experiment plan. This is the part listeners can actually run in 72 hours. Hypothesis example. Showing a 1-question preference widget in the hero area will increase micro-conversions, content click-throughs, by X% versus control within 72 hours. Keep the hypothesis tight and measurable.
Metrics to track: micro conversions like CTA clicks, content engagement time, bounce rate, and preference adoption rate. Also track opt-out or dismiss rate. If more than, say, 20% of people dismiss on first impression, treat that as a sign your placement or copy is off.
Minimum sample heuristic. Aim for a few hundred visits per variant over 72 hours if your traffic allows. If traffic is low, extend a test window rather than making decisions on tiny samples. And require qualitative checks. Have sales text a handful of leads mapped from the widget, or run 2 short user calls to validate that the preference mapping actually reflects what users wanted.
Rollback rules are key. If any of these happen, pull the widget. Conversion drops below baseline, significant negative feedback from sales or users, or unexpected data flows to systems that violate the contract. Keep the default safe state as the control, no widget, until you fix the issue.
Before we close, quick reminders on mitigations for the risks we called out. Make prompts optional and short. Document a strict data contract with client-only or ephemeral storage, and start in high adoption spots to avoid noisy signals. Also, pair quantitative lifts with qualitative validation before you bake personalization into critical funnels.
And from brand POV, always test tone, placement, and copy. If something feels like nagging, change the phrasing or move the placement. Your goal is to help visitors get to value faster, not to force choices on them.
All right, key takeaways in one breath. Ask short, optional questions, store answers safely with client-only or ephemeral approaches, document your event contract, align copy to brand voice, and run a 72-hour pilot with clear metrics and rollback rules.
Listener challenge. Ship a 72-hour widget pilot this week. Start small, measure, and validate with sales or a couple of calls. And if you want the templates we mentioned, copy examples, a 72-hour experiment sheet, and a developer checklist, subscribe to the show and grab the downloadable Preference Widget Kit.
If you found this useful, hit subscribe so you don't miss the kit. We're also eager to hear your results. Email us or tag the show on social and tell us what your 72-hour pilot found. Let's keep this practical.
Thanks for listening. Small questions, big wins. We'll see you next time.